live and local. This is the multi-award winning Vectis Radio.
And now it's time to introduce three people here, Corrine, Dan and Dave from Kindred Found. Hello.
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 How are you all doing today?
Yeah, very well, thank you.
Very good. So you come to talk to us today about your music and what you're up to at the moment?
Yeah. Yeah, we got a new single out on Monday, which we've been squirreling around in the studio for I don't know how long for now to get it ready. And eventually an album the following month.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
That's not really eventually, is it? That's like
so we've been very busy, yeah.
Doing yes.
all the recording, getting everything ready for the album launch as well, haven't we?
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's
that's
very
so
good.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So do you want to start off, yeah?
So could you tell people a bit about your band and the kind of music you make?
We're a blues-infused country rock band.
Depending what day it is and what mood we're in. Sometimes we're a country-infused blues rock band, and sometimes we're a rock-infused blues country band.
Depends what awards we win as well, I guess, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, spoiling the questions.
There, Dan.
There we go.
Mention the award, damn it.
Well, Pete's not here. I had to get one here for him.
Yeah, so I heard you won. Is this correct? The best blues and classic rock artist at
yes.
Radio Wigwam.
Yeah, yes. That's
so what was that experience like?
Crazy. I mean, we just went there for, like, you know, to network, to meet people, to have, you know, have a good night out as a band.
Yeah.
And we didn't expect to win anything at all.
Oh, wow.
And we were all stood around there, like, you know, watching, and we were like, oh, you know, I wonder who's going to get it. I'm not thinking it's going to be us at all.
Aww.
And honestly, the shock on all of our faces, and, I mean, Dan literally stumbled over. He was that shocked.
Aww.
You know, it was just incredible to win such, like, a massive award. Like, it was
oh, wow.
absolutely, against international people as well. It's, like, yeah, just
it's
insane,
like,
isn't
1,500
it?
1,500 artists from around the world.
Yeah.
So. Wow.
So it's quite an achievement,
yeah.
isn't it? Definitely, yeah.
It's
definitely.
Really impressive.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So we were so pleased with ourselves, and we definitely celebrated that night, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Certainly did. Those stories are not for afternoon radio, though.
No.
Maybe late night radio.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, massively proud of whatever, like, you know, everyone in the band. So I think, yeah, thank you so much, like, to Wigwam for, you know, giving us that opportunity as well, which is insane.
Brilliant.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that they do a lot to, like, support emerging artists and that, and yeah it's really cool.
Yeah,
yeah
they're brilliant. Yeah. So many people there from so many different genres as well, wasn't there?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a really good night.
Great night. Yeah.
So what are some of, like, your favourite gigs you've ever done, like, either as band or individually as well?
Well, we played the Isle of Wight Festival at the Cashmere Cafe.
Oh, that's always
back.
Good. Yeah.
Very good.
That's got to be a highlight, right, Dan?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was, just fantastic to sort of, like, stand up and see a tent full of people just go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling,
cool.
right?
This is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best feeling.
Yeah. Well, funny enough, that's how I actually saw you guys for the first time.
Oh.
But yeah, before I even joined the band at Cashmere.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the legend out there in the audience. There was a young Corrine Atkins. Destined to join the band one day.
Yeah.
Local gigs, though, as well. We're in Newport. It would be silly not to talk about Strings.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great place to play for a musician because the sound's always done so well.
Yeah.
You can hear yourself and you get such good feedback from the crowd because they're right there.
Brilliant.
And we're back there in April, aren't we? For,
yes.
For the album.
Nice.
Launch.
Yeah. We're releasing our album which we're now called Fractured Hearts. I think we can announce that now, can't we?
Yeah.
Fractured Hearts.
Should we check with the band first?
is there a reason why it's called Fractured Hearts, or just a name you thought sounded appropriate for the song tracks that are on the album, or?
Well,
a little bit of that.
Well, we had a bit of a debate, did we, in the band? Because originally, I think it was going to be Songs to Break Up To, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because the whole album is pretty much...
Heartbreak.
Heartbreak.
Okay. And
that's sad.
Yeah.
It's written from the... Dan and I are the main songwriters, and this whole thing started way back during COVID. And
right.
We were each other's support bubble, and one day I just rocked up to his, and we'd just been playing just covers. And yeah. I said, "No, get your guitar. I'm going to sing at you now. Put chords to this." And Bones was born, which was our first EP. And I think a lot of that, because it was such a weird time in the world, and everyone was in a weird place, and we both got some stuff out of our systems, but it was the darker stuff. A lot of the stuff we play live now is much cheerier.
Right.
Is that because I've joined?
Yeah, because I actually wrote the song Fractured Hearts for you, but that's the second thing I was going to say was, we do have a song called Fractured Hearts. It's not actually on the album,
right?
But it will be on the next one. But,
okay.
So it just kind of seemed to fit.
Yeah. Okay.
We're excited for that, aren't we? So yeah, if you do want to come down and watch us, Wednesday the 22nd of April at Strings, 7:30, the doors open, and you can get advance tickets online by the website at Strings, and they're £5. So
brilliant. Okay.
We're being supported by the fantastic Purple Emperors.
We are.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So, yes.
It's going to be a great night.
Brilliant.
Oh, sounds good.
Whilst we're talking about Strings, actually, I've got something to promote.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
I'm holding an event at Strings, and I'm doing a songwriters round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's going to be a night filled with original music, and it gives the artists a chance to talk about how they songwrite, how they wrote their songs, and to be able to play their songs as well.
Yeah.
So featuring is myself, you've got Chasing Scarlet, JC Grimshaw, Kindred Found, obviously. Yeah, you are. Yeah, don't forget.
I'll put it in my diary. I just told everyone how I write songs. Yeah. Just sing it down and see what happens.
You get to do it again.
Yeah.
I've got to pet out these guys, I must say. And also we've got Andy Roberts as well. So it's going to be a really great night filled with some original music. So,
brilliant, sounds good.
And that's on, did I say the date? 8th of April. There
you go. 8th of April,
you have now.
I have now.
Yes. But we'll be playing your song for local artists this hour as well. Of course, Flowers. Is that the new single you're bringing out?
Or? Yes. Yeah? Yeah, so that'll be available on all streaming platforms on Monday.
Yeah.
Whatever you use, Amazon or Spotify or YouTube, anything, Tidal, anything like that.
Can you tell us a bit about that as well, the single?
So that was like, actually, Dave and I normally write an awful lot together, but we had two songs in particular that we brought to the band.
Yeah.
And Flowers was one of them. I actually wrote it as a, I'd started learning harmonica. So I wrote it very much as like a vehicle to sort of get around, you know, learning how to play harmonica at the same time as playing guitar.
Okay.
And it transformed into this song that's sort of like beautiful. I think it's a beautiful song.
Yep.
Not trying to be too biased about it, but it's about, realizing what you had way too late. I think it's kind of coupled as well with a kind of that giddiness that you get when you realise, and you're like, I can do it now, it'll be fine, and it's like, it's too late, buddy. So yeah,
brilliant.
As a business,
hello Connor there, Cover Plus, we're all grown up. Right, Kindred Found are still here. We do have a couple of more questions to ask them before they have to pop off. So I'm now going to ask them, do you have any set goals for this year, like where you want to achieve or where you want to take things to the band for this year?
World domination.
Wow. Okay, well.
Nailed it. Dan was about to say something serious.
No, I think you got the wrong guy. No. To be fair, I think getting the album out is probably our biggest one. And probably sort of like gigging a little bit off of the island as well, which we've got.
Okay.
We managed to book our first Southampton gig. Southampton gig the other day. That's coming up in July, so that's going to be fun. And
Hunt Festival in Somerset in June, I think.
Yes. Yeah, we're playing. We're playing at Home Farm.
Yeah.
Did you say that?
I did.
Sorry.
Just say that. Yeah.
Sorry, I was.
We're on the Saturday. It's in Somerset. It's in June.
So I was too busy thinking.
the thing with the band is that the growth has been organic. I mean, it was just me and Dan to start with, and then we had a couple of guys playing with us, Mick Cooch and Jerry Bart, in the very early days, but they were only ever there kind of helping us out so that we could do some gigs. And now we've got the full lineup. We've got Corinne here who sings and plays guitar. We've got Dan, who guitar virtuoso and singer, as you'll find out in Flowers. Obviously me. We've got Pete on drums. We've got Mark Lyon on harmonica, banjo, mandolin. He's learning violin.
Wow.
Ridiculous.
The wonderful Tom on bass. And we have just, we've never expected any of the things that have happened to us.
No.
Yeah.
So it's always just been a very nice surprise, but we always put the effort in, and I think we just play every show like it's our first and last.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Aww. Yeah,
brilliant.
That's absolutely it. And I think the thing is as well, it's like every year there's always something different happening as well. Yeah. So I don't necessarily look at it as a kind of like, oh, this is our year or anything like that. It's like there's always something positive that's going on that we haven't done the year before. Yeah. And it will always, and as far as I'm aware, hopefully, that will be how it will always continue for us. Yeah. See how far we go. I don't know.
But it all sounds very positive.
Yes.
It's all very positive things. And as you progress, I'm sure things will come out like bigger and bigger, hopefully, you know, in the future. Like this, you know, it's about getting you out there, getting the name out there and, further and beyond, as they say, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we've got the confidence. They're great tracks. We love them. Whenever people hear them and watch us, they love it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's that kind of right place, right time thing.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. And do you have any other like local gigs you wanted to promote that you haven't mentioned?
Well, we've got... we're at the Taverners, aren't we? On the 21st of...
Yeah, 21st of March.
Yes. And then...
In God's Hill.
Yes.
I was just showing that I pay attention to our gig list.
Cool. You do write them down, then.
Every now and again.
Three Rivers Festival?
Yes.
Oh, yes, yep. Three Rivers Festival.
Yeah.
We're finishing out Friday night at the Three Rivers Festival.
Yeah, we're really looking forward. Yeah, really looking forward to that one. That'll be a nice, fun...
What date is it?
28th of May.
We'll have to find out.
29th of May. Not bad, actually, off the top of my head.
Nice.
Okay.
Also, how can people follow you on social media or on streaming platforms?
Just look for Kindred Found on
simple as that.
On everything.
Simple as that.
Genuinely, I'm pretty sure Google Kindred Found.
Actually, yeah, but so yeah, Kindred Found, you'll find everything.
Yeah, we've got website, Facebook. We've even started a little TikTok.
So, oh wow! Yeah. Oh, I want to see that.
We're on TikTok.
Got an extra mile now.
You know, have to download TikTok.
Definitely need to get a video of David doing some of his voices that he does in character. I think that's going to be a good one to do.
I don't know if I'm allowed. Would I be allowed to do Kermit the Frog on the radio and say, it ain't easy being green? That's actually the cleanest thing I could do as Kermit the Frog.
Very good impression, that is. Yes. Wow.
But yeah, you can find us. So yeah, Kindred Found. And then
Nice.
Brilliant.
Oh, and also, when you put out the album, is it going to be just streaming? Are you going to like print CDs?
CDs and vinyl.
So,
that actually ties back into a local the local gig thing again. So we've got the Strings launch on, which is the official album launch on the 22nd of April, which will have CDs there. Hopefully, if we get all done by then. If they're shipped in time, it was like, so we'll have CDs there for people will be able to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were also looking into vinyl, and we can do a vinyl release.
Yeah.
And we were going to play at AAA Records.
Oh, that would be great.
And do a vinyl release, like a vinyl edition, because I think the album's going to be a little bit too long for vinyl, as it is. So we're going to drop a couple of songs.
Okay.
And have a vinyl release.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. So it's exciting stuff, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, we've got Fantastic B working on the artwork, haven't we?
Yes,
great.
Gabriel Atkins doing all the CD designs as well.
Sean Sales is working hard in the studio. He's almost the seventh member of the band, really.
He is. Sean Sales at Sidehouse Recordings as well. He's great. He's been doing so much. He's probably like sick of us by now.
Especially the messages that he gets. It's like, by the way, we've announced the album launch, and he goes, great, the album's not done yet. I was like, well, come on, chop, chop. Sorry.
He has really good ears, though.
He's fantastic ears.
Absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. Well, thank you for coming in, guys. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
And we're now going to play your new really single, fun. Flowers, as well. So we'll have that being played for you right now. So, awesome. But it's a pleasure talking to you, and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Here's Flowers.
Local music by local musicians on Vectis Radio.
Local music sponsored by Willie's Guitar Shop. Visit them on 12 Shooters Hill, Cowes, or call 242 680.